Hello and welcome. My name is Orhun Parmaks and I'll be talking about packaging Rust applications for Arch Linux. So here's a little bit of introduction about me. I'm a free and open source software enthusiast, which means I like to create open source projects and contribute to others. I'm a Rust developer and I like to learn new stuff. You can find more information about me on my website, orhun.dev. So Rust programming language. Rust is a multi-paradigm programming language focused on performance and safety, especially safe concurrency. Version 1.0 of Rust released in 2015 and since 2016 is the most loved programming language according to the Stack Overflow developer survey. So why Rust? In this section I'll be covering some of the reasons why we should prefer Rust. So first one is performance. Rust is blazingly fast and memory efficient with no runtime or garbage collector. It's reliable because its type system and ownership model guarantee memory safety and thread safety, and it enables you to eliminate many of the bugs at compile time. Rust is a general purpose language. It means that it's appropriate language for any type of programming. It's project oriented. It has an integrated build system and package manager called Cargo. And Cargo comes with great tools like AutoFormatter and Lint Checker. Then lastly, it's well supported. It has a wide community and great documentation. So applications. We can do pretty much most of things using Rust, from command line tools to embedded programming. And it's well suited for low-level Linux systems, user-based programming. So you can write daemon services and command line tools using Rust in Linux. And it's because that Rust provides a robust configuration. It will deal with namespaces and formats for us. It can generate manual pages for the application automatically. And it has a lot of logging libraries, and you can configure them with different targets and with different styles. And it's easy to distribute a Rust application in Linux because everything compiles down to a single binary, and there's no need for users to have a runtime or libraries installed. Everything is handled by Cargo. And lastly, you can communicate with machine using Rust, which means that it supports many of the output formats. And actually, there is a quote from the Unix philosophy that is in the official Rust documentation. So because of these features, there's a meme on the internet called "Rewrite it in Rust." So there is a packaging demo, and I'd like to give a disclaimer before I start the demo. And more up-to-date information may be available on the wiki pages. Here are the wiki pages that I'm using right now. And latest standards can be found there. And when in doubt, ask for help in forums, mailing lists, and IRC. So I'll start by installing Rust. I'll use the Rust.app package for installing the Rust tools. Then I'll use the stable toolchain for the demo. And I'll create a new project. I'll name it conf, it will be a binary. Then I'll use the git as vcs, so it will initialize a git repository inside the project directory. Then we can go in the directory and see our toml file is pretty much empty. It contains just the basic package information, and dependencies section is empty. Then we can see our main.rs file is just a simple hello world program, and I'll go ahead and run it, then commit the changes. So I'll be using a create call device query for creating an app, actually for printing the mouse coordinates. Device query uses the X server for querying the mouse and mouse coordinates, mouse details, and keyboard details, etc. And I'll use the device query for simply printing out the mouse coordinates in my little Rust program. So I'll go ahead and assume that it depends on libxcb, which is actually a false assumption, but I'll be checking the libxcb for now. For proving a point afterwards, when we create the package, I'll show you how to detect some of the things like false dependencies afterwards. So I'll go ahead and check if the libxcb is installed. It is installed, then I will add the device query create to the dependencies list in the cargo toml, and I'll update the main.rs file for printing out the mouse coordinates. It's actually a example from the device query create. It's from its documentation. Then I'll go ahead and run the Rust program, and it will print out the mouse coordinates. We can run it multiple times to see if it works. Then I'll use the FMT tool for formatting the code if it's now formatted. Then use Clippy for checking the lints for seeing if my code contains any of the common mistakes. Then lastly, I'll check the code again, which is not necessary, but I'll check it, and I'll build a release binary from the little conf project. So release binary is created in the target slash release directory. You can go ahead and run it if you want. So we will be installing this binary and other details in our Arslinks package. So the other details are the license and readme. I'll add a example license and readme to the project. License is MIT, and readme does not contain anything fun. And we go ahead and commit the changes. Then we'll create a tag for versioning our application. Then we can use the git archive command for creating an archive from one of the branches. So I'll use the master branch, which is the default branch, and it will create an archive in our project directory. Then we can start writing our package. So I'll go ahead and create a package directory, and I'll copy the archive into it, because we're going to use the local files for our package build. Package build is what we need for Arslinks packages. So package build essentially contains package details like package name, description, and some of the and it contains some functions for installing that package or building that package on our Arslinks system. So I'll go ahead and create our package build here. So I'll explain some of the fields. So first one, first line is actually maintainer tag, which means that I am the maintainer of this package. If we push this package to AUR, it's important to add the maintainer and contributor tags to the package build. Then we will have basic information like package name, package var, which is the version, and package rel is the release version. And description is should be simple, because it should not self-reference the package itself. We should use a simple description. Architecture and URL will be empty, because we don't have any upstream URL that we need for this case, so it's empty. The license is MIT. My package will depend on the libxcb package, but as I said, it's not true, but it will build anyway. And I'm going to show you how we can detect the actual dependency when we proceed with the package. So make depends is cargo. We will need cargo for building our Rust application. So source is the archive we just created, and SHA 512 sums. It will be skipped for now, because I want to show you a really convenient way of filling this array with the correct sums. We can do it manually, but I'll show another way. And the functions are build, check, and package. Build will check the code for compilation errors or anything, if anything like that exists in the code. Then the target there is here is not necessary, but I wanted to add this because I wanted to talk about it, because most of the time it's missed. Actually, the default directory for the Rust applications, the default build directory is target, but we can actually change that with the environment variable. So if that's changed, we use the target there with the cargo build command for indicating that we want this project to be built in the target directory. So in this case, our target directories, the default build directory is already the target, but we can change that. So it's unnecessary, but it's there. So we go ahead and cargo build with release flag, and locked will mean eventually the cargo lock file should be up to date. Then check will run the tests, although we don't have any tests. It's just running the tests, and the package function actually installs and it means that it copies the necessary files to the correct locations. So we are copying the release binary inside the target release directory to user bin, and we are installing readme to user share doc. And license is important because normally if we are using a license like GPL3 or GPL2, we don't have to install the license because it's in the user share license is a common directory. So if a license is in that directory, we don't have to install because it's installed in the system as a default license, but MIT is not installed, so we have to install the license to the user share licenses manually here. So we are doing that, and we can go ahead and use make package for building the package, see if it's going to build. Then we can see it's fine, everything looks okay, but we are missing the SHA 512 sums. So I'm going to use a script from the pacman contrib package, which is update package sums. It's performs an in place update of the checksums in a package build. So I'm going to use the update package sums for updating the checksums in the package build. Then we can use a tool like namcap for checking the coming mistakes in package builds. It can give false positives sometimes, but it's overall a great tool. We can go ahead and say namcap package build. It didn't print out anything important. Then we can go ahead and check if our file locations are correct. Basically, we can do that with the tree command. We will just going to tree the package directory to see if anything is not in place. So we see that everything's fine, but more convenient way is using the tar command with the tf arguments. T means list and f means that we're going to give it a file. So we are giving it the archive we just built, and it will print out the contents of the archive, so we can see what we did with the files. Everything looks in place. Cool. Then we can create our SRC info if we want to push this package to AUR. Then I'll go ahead and create another package here, which will be a VCS package. I'll use the latest state of the Git repository for building the conf application, conf Rust application. So I'm going to create a new directory called VCS package. I'm going to copy the package build we just created because we just need to update some of the variables here, like the package name. It will be conf-git because we are using Git as VCS. Then we can use we can update the package description if we want. Then we can go ahead and add the conflicts and provide sections. Inside there, we are using a bash parameter expansion for removing the git suffix, so it will conflict with the conf package and provide the conf package. Then I'll update the source array, which will use the local git repository. Then SHA 512 sums will be skipped because we don't need that. Then I'll add the package var function for package var is actually invoked when the package is building, so it will be invoked for updating the package var variable itself. So I'll go ahead and update that. Then the rest is the same, except we are removing the git suffix from the package name. So we can go ahead and use numcap for the package build we just created. And this time it will show something because I missed something on purpose, which is the git make dependency. So we need git as make dependency because we are building a VCS package. So I'll go ahead and add the git here. Then we can see it's built just fine. Then we can check the file locations with the tar-tf. Again, everything looks in place, cool. Then if you want to, again, if you want to create the SRC info, we can go ahead and do that. And like I said, I used the libxcb for the package dependency, but it's not actually correct. So I'll use a truth, I'll create a truth environment for building our package in a clean Arch Linux setup. So in DevTools, we need some of the tools in the DevTools package. So I'm going to go ahead and install that. Then I'll create a truth directory and set a environment variable for it because we will need it. And I'll use the make arch root script for creating an Arch Linux truth at a specified location, which will be our truth directory. And I'll install the base devel packages inside it. Then I can use the arch nspawn command for truthing in the directory and running a command inside it. So I'll go ahead and update my simple Arch Linux, clean Arch Linux setup inside our truth directory. Then we are ready to building our package inside a clean Arch Linux setup. So I'm going to go into the package directory and use make truth package tool for with the C and R C flag with, and C flag will mean it will clean the truth before building it, and R means we are using the truth directory with the environment variable we just set. So we go ahead and run this command and everything should be fine, but we are seeing that the package didn't build. So it is why we use the libxcb, but libxcb can be installed without the X server itself. So we need libx11 for the package to be built. So I'm going to update my package build and add the libx11. In fact, libx11 depends on the libxcb, so we don't need libxcb at all. So I'm going to remove the libxcb from the package build. And when we use that same command again, it will build just fine. And I'll update the VCS package as well. And we are ready to go. But there is a regular convenient way instead of the classic truth, which is build, which is extra x86-64 build. It will use the presets from the presets directory, and it's actually it's easier for us to use this command because we don't have to deal with the other truth stuff. And we can go ahead and do that if we are actually, this command is used for the official packages because it's convenient. We don't have to, like I said, we don't have to deal with the truth itself. That was the classic way. So that is it for the presentation and demo. I try to show you how to create a Rust application from scratch and package it for Arch Linux. I wanted to show some points with the missing fields and the false dependency, and I think I showed how to detect the false dependencies and how to detect other mistakes in the package build. So that is it. Thank you.